if I may say this, this week I've been, it's really stuck with me that as I was reading scripture and I couldn't find them, that it was the will of the Son that he give his life for the sin of the world and for all of us. And it was the will of his Father to give his Son for the sins of the world. And another verse that occurs to me is, what greater love is there than this, that a man would give his life for his friends? And I'm paraphrasing. And so I'll leave you with that.
I would like to read a scripture, Colossians 3:12 through 17. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Messiah rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
So I wasn't sure about this, but what Mama Kellerhaus just read and what we were talking about this morning made me sure. So I work with a lot of students who have a lot of anger issues, and I work alongside a lot of staff who sometimes get sucked into responding to those students with manners that are really driven by anger and not so much by love, even if we have a hard time seeing that. And I'm not setting myself entirely out of that category. Anyway, it had me thinking about how we live in a world, especially in this country, that has such a culture of anger. We don't discuss things anymore. We protest each other. We have virtual shouting matches on social media. Even in music, the number one album that debuted on number one on Billboard the other week is a rap album, and I have nothing against rap as a musical style, but every single song is marked explicit, and you know why? Because there's a whole bunch of vile language and explicit violence and sexual perversion, and it's all coming from a place of anger. This young man who created the album is creating all of this as a response to the anger that he's perceived from society against him. And even in popular music, we've got people like Taylor Swift writing whole songs that are just vendettas against other musicians. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I'm not saying that to be discouraging, but I'm saying to say we need to acknowledge that that's the culture that we're in, and we need to look and see how that might have affected us. And today is Simchat Torah. What does that mean? The joy of the law. What joy is there in the law? And you know what the joy is? The joy is God's love, because that's what all of the law comes from. And I think the more we can identify worldly anger versus God's love, and sometimes it's we're either so blinded or it's so subtle that it's hard to see, but it's something to pray about, and it's something to examine yourself, and it's something to be accountable to each other. And I just wanted to encourage you that though we live in a culture of anger, we have the only answer to that, which is God's love. You know, the song came to mind, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." And you know, it's right. It's true. But the love that the world needs is God's love. It's the only love that's always perfect and always patient and doesn't get bogged down by anger and grudges and all of that crap that we see so much of every day. So let's all keep trying to grab hold of it, because the world needs it more than ever.